Pamela Weibel was one of those primary care physicians unhappy with the status quo. She worked at a large practice and tells me she spent as much time with third parties like insurance companies as she did with her patients.
I mean, it's sort of like you in bed with your spouse and you'd wonder, why is your CPA there? There are certain people that just don't belong in the sacred healing environment between a patient and a physician, and you feel these other entities in the room.
But instead of giving up on medicine, Weibel decided to reinvent it for herself and her patients. She held a series of town hall meetings in her hometown of Eugene. She asked people to describe their vision of an ideal medical practice. 3 months later, Weibel opened a clinic designed entirely by her community.
Hi!
She now works part-time and sees patients for as long as an hour. She even makes house calls. Her patients appreciate the difference. Amanda Duquette came to see Dr. Weibel after consulting several other doctors about a rapid heart rate.
You know, she did all the tests, but then she also, you know, takes the time to actually look at the big picture, because she has enough time to actually sit with you and interact with you on a human level to actually know you.
Weibel determined that the real cause of Amanda's rapid heart rate was her high-stress job. After several months of trying yoga and meditation classes, Amanda quit her job. Her heart rate is now completely normal. Many primary care doctors would love to build the kind of relationships Dr. Weibel has with her patients. Gordon Moore is a primary care physician in Seattle who also runs idealmedicalpractices.org. It's a program to help small practices become more innovative and efficient.
We've got to take charge. We've got to take this back because it's just awful. It's hurting our patients.
He's looked extensively at how primary care doctors can get off the big clinic treadmill. He says they face many barriers.
First, there are unfortunately many ways to fail in small business. But even when doctors get all of those things right, there are some parts of the country where the combination of average malpractice, the insurance rates, and cost of living are so out of whack that you could do everything beautifully and still fail.
Dr. Kurt Brewster is another primary care physician giving it a go in Eugene. When he heard about Pamela Weibel's clinic, he decided it was time for him to get off the treadmill of traditional medicine as well. He describes the practice he joined out of medical school.
This was the term that people used. It was called treat 'em and street 'em. And the problem was there was no structure for time. In fact, if there was anything, there was a structure against time. The structure was for efficiency.
Brewster says most medical practices operate in what he calls a culture of interruptions. He wants his practice to be different.
We purposely don't have a lot of exam rooms so that when a person is there, they are going to be seen pretty much the minute they hit the door. And we'll try to give them as much time as they can.
But in a small clinic, giving that time is one of Dr. Brewster's main challenges. For example, he can spend an hour on the phone coordinating an elderly woman's care, and his payment from Medicare? $5. From his perspective, every aspect of the system seems to be designed to prevent doctors from doing things differently. Another hurdle is getting approval from Medicaid.
There's a credentialing process that requires 3 peer references of people in your field that must have worked directly with you within the last 2 years. I don't work in a multi-specialty group. What are you supposed to do then?
But wait, what about the healthcare overhaul that just passed? Wasn't one of its goals to find new and better ways of practicing medicine? Dr. Lori Heim is president of the American Academy of Family Physicians. She says primary care and family physicians are currently rewarded for volume rather than for quality of care. That's why Dr. Heim has looked closely at how the new law attempts to change that framework.
The culture shift now has a platform to move on. When you look at payment, when you look at aspects of the legislation, none of it goes far enough to get us where we need to be.
Back in Eugene, Dr. Brewster is determined to do his part to heal healthcare from within. He says he's tired of working in an industry that he thinks is asking all the wrong questions.
What do patients really want? Have we looked at that? We've looked at what makes medicine profitable, I think. But have we really looked at what makes patients happy?
Despite the challenges ahead, Dr. Brewster's colleagues are rooting for him to succeed as he tries to break the mold. Because maybe then, they can be next. I'm Heidi Lang reporting.